Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Nathaniel, your host. I'm the director of AMF Ministries here in Houston. We have a mandate to train 1 million intercessors for the Lord in the city, and also we plan to take it from city to city. Good morning. Yes, my friends, my partners, and intercessors, we welcome you to one of the most powerful intercessory prayer conference online in the world. We are called by God to cover the earth with intercessory prayer daily, and that is what we do daily, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. We call it the hour of power. This intercessory prayer is life-changing. Your life will never be the same as you partner with us and partner with God to see his desire manifest on earth. God will always use a vessel that is willing and ready to be used. He used Moses, he used Esther, he used Samuel, Elijah and Elisha, Peter and Paul, to mention but few. Can you add your name to the list, no matter what your gender? Yes, get ready to be used of the Lord as you are being trained as a powerful intercessor online. Tell your friends about this online prayer. First of all, we do the opening prayer. Second, we study the word and find out what God is trying to tell us. Number three, we go into intercessory prayer, the word, praying the word. Praying the word is the most powerful prayer you can say. And number four, we go into spiritual warfare, praying to meet your various needs and to collapse the kingdom of darkness. If today is your first time, we advise you and encourage you to have your pen and your notebook and your Bible, because we are going to go into the Word of God. As I said, we start with prayer. Everything you do in your life, start with prayer. We're going to go into the opening prayer right now. Father, we thank you this morning. You are a mighty God that hears the prayers of your children. You answered the prayers of David. You answered the prayers of Samuel. You answered the prayers of Moses. You answered the prayers of Daniel. You answered the prayers of Esther. You answered the prayers of Peter and Paul. And today you are answering our prayers, and you are meeting every need in our lives. We've come before you this day because you have given us the command to pray and to seek your face, that men ought to pray without ceasing. Luke 18 verse 1. We told us to pray without ceasing and not to faint. And that's exactly what we are doing this morning with thousands of people online. And we are covering the earth with intercessory prayer. You are going to grant our petitions. You are going to meet us at the point of need. I pray, Lord, that you cleanse us, that you purify us, you sanctify us, and make us whole. Lord, touch everyone in their homes. Strengthen them, Lord, and guide them. And make them powerful intercessors, prayer warriors, that will seek your face every day without wavering, without doubt, and without fear. May your hand be upon us. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit. Empower us to do your will on the face of this earth. Thank you, Father, for answered prayer. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you very much for being online. We'll go into the Word of God. And today, I have something special for you. And the word of the Lord we are going to speak today, or we are going to share, we are going to continue in the area of the prophecy. I want you to write it as a prophecy too. Now, yesterday we talked about prophesying, and today I'm going to give you examples of those who prophesied in the word of God. Write down, what is prophecy? Number two, how do I prophesy? Number three, who can prophesy? Number four, can anyone prophesy? Number five, is it difficult to prophesy? Number six,
Hello?
Does God still talk to people today, as in the Bible? The last but not the least, Can I hear the voice of God? All these are penetrating questions. You better list them down as we continue in our series, Prophecy. All those questions will be addressed. They will be addressed. About the prophetic word, you must fast and pray to see to it. Whenever a prophetic word comes to you from visions or from dreams, you have to fast and pray for it to come to pass, as Daniel did. If you check it, Daniel chapter 9, verse 2 through verse 4. Daniel chapter 9, 2 through 4. And when Daniel had the vision, he prayed, he fasted, and it came to pass. So he didn't just sit down and wait. Yes, Daniel knew that the prophetic word will come to pass unless he partners with God in intercession. Very, very important. When God gives you a vision, when God gives you a revelation, yes, it is time for you to go into the word of God. It's time for you to go into prayer, to seek the Lord, to see to it that it comes to pass. In Daniel chapter 9, I want to read that for you. Daniel chapter 9, it says here, in the first year of Darius' reign, Daniel understood by the books a number of years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Then I set my face towards the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth and ashes, and I prayed to the Lord my God. Yes, Daniel had prophetic understanding that the 70 years were almost complete. The Lord would soon command the captives from Jerusalem to leave Babylon and return home. Instead of saying, well, God is going to do this because he said he would, Daniel interceded with focused prayer and fasting, asking God to fulfill his promise. So when God reveals things to you, when God gives you a vision, when God gives you a revelation, it's prophetic. You need to spend time in prayer, possibly fasting like Daniel, intercede, a partner with God, and you see it come to pass. Don't just sit by and say, oh God, you gave me that vision, and it will come to pass. It's more than that. You got to intercede. You need to pray. You need to seek God. You need to prophesy and see it come to pass. For example, God has given me a vision to train 1 million intercessors in the city. I will not just lay down there on television and sleep. I say, well, God, you gave me that vision. It's going to come to pass. We are now working on the vision, and you are part of it. I'm going from church to church. I'm speaking to bishops. I'm talking to pastors. And I want to see this vision fulfilled. God has planted it in my heart. And that is why we have this online. And you are part of it. You want to see the Lord's desire fulfilled on earth. You must pray and fast. You must study the word of God. I must partner with God. And I must intercede. I must partner with local pastors. I must partner with you to see this vision fulfilled on earth. I must prophesy. I say, I prophesy and decree that 1 million intercessors.
I can't hear you. It's something in the background. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? What's going on in the background? What do you hear? Hello?
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
I can.
You can't?
I can hear you. I can hear you perfectly.
Okay.
I can hear you perfectly, too.
Okay. Well, Catherine, you say you cannot hear me?
No, it sounds like there's something in the background. Maybe I just need to call back. I'll call back.
Call back. It could be from your phone. Everybody said that they're hearing me clearly.
Yes, everywhere is clear.
Okay. I'll call back.
It could be from your phone. Yes, Catherine Egon is hearing me. Sharon Catherine is hearing me. Sandra, Larry, Sherry, Corris, you know. Yes.
I can hear you.
I'm hearing you.
Okay, Esther's hearing me. Everybody's hearing me. So,
how are you?
You can hear me?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's good. So, so what I'm saying here, I'm just giving you an example of what a prophecy is, on how you can receive from the Lord and how you are going to implement it. It's more than, you know, the reality of what I'm teaching is happening in my life. I say I prophesy and I decree and I proclaim 1 million intercessors will be released in the city of Houston and other millions in major cities like New York, or like Chicago, like Los Angeles, and Florida. I say I prophesy that America is coming back to God again. And so even though the Lord has given me the vision, even though I have gotten the revelation, I didn't just sit back and did nothing. I sold out completely to this vision. And I want to see it fulfilled. And all of you online will also see it fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to tell you what you prophesy will come to pass. Write it down. What you prophesy will come to pass.
Amen.
When you speak what God has said to you out loud and you believe it, then it will come to pass. That action to speak the voice of God is prophesying. The act to speak what God has spoken to you loud and clear so you can hear it. The action to speak the voice of God. The action to speak the word of God. The action to speak the promises of God is prophesying. Elijah prophesied through the years of drought, 3 years of drought, and then 3 years of rain. You can read 1 Kings chapter 17, 1 and 18. I don't have to read that. Read that at your homework. And it came to pass.
What was it?
1 Kings 17, verse 1, and also 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 1. And that is Prophet Elijah. He prophesied for 3 years of drought, and there was drought. Then he prophesied 3 years of rain. And that is chapter 18, and it came to pass. When you are in union with God, when you are in union with the word of God, and you prophesy the word of the Lord into any circumstance you face, nothing could stop it or abort it. The word of God stands forever. I repeat, when you are in union with the word of God, that means you love God, you spend time in the word of God, you believe the word of God, and you start to speak the word of God into your circumstance, into your situation that you may face in your life. You may be starting to speak healing to your body that the enemy has attacked, deliverance or prosperity into poverty. Whatever you are facing, start to confess the word of God into it. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can abort it. The word of God stands forever. You see it come to pass. Speak the word, and it will come to pass. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I want to give you some examples. We are going to take our lesson this morning from Numbers chapter 11. I'm going to read verse 25, but the whole entire chapter of Numbers 11, I want you to read it as your assignment. The book of Numbers chapter 11, very, very important. I'm going to just give you a summary, read a little bit of that, and you read the rest at home because of time. Numbers chapter 11. It's a big lesson to learn. And I'm going to highlight the lessons, but I'm not going to read the whole entire chapter. It's about 35 or so verses. But verse 1 says, "And when the people complained, he displeased the Lord." Take note of that. Murmuring and complaining. He answers prayers.